Welcome to my evening walk, where we're going to be unpacking a question together that one of my one-to-one clients asked me the other day. So the question was, Nicole, I know your work. I've been along for the ride. We've worked together. She knows me very well, and she's in my world. She's been in my world for a couple of years now. And she was asking for a one-to-one coaching and mentoring offer. And she said, you know what, let's do this. Let's work together. But before we do that, can I please ask you something? I need your thoughts on this. So the question was, am I actually allowed to build my business from the inside out, right from the start? Or should I be trying all the blueprints and the frameworks and the funnels and the strategies the online business world throws at me in the beginning? Because you, Nicole, you always say, well, it's good if you have done that, because then you will know what suits you, what doesn't, and then you're able to rebuild based upon those experiences. Well, what a brilliant question. Thank you. You know who you are, so I'm sending you a big hug for this question. It's great. So, yes, it's true. Yes, it's true. It doesn't hurt if you've done all the blueprints and the frameworks and the strategies and the funnels, and then you realize at some point, and that happened to me as well, we're going to talk about that later, when you realize, oh, this is not really me. This is not really what I want to be doing. It's not really how I want to be running my business. It doesn't really feel like fully aligned. Because the point when you hit that wall you didn't see coming, maybe, it's actually great. It's actually helpful, because then you actually have the chance to rebuild. It's great when that happens, and it's not comfortable. But I mean, entrepreneurship in the first place isn't comfortable. So when you hit that wall, and many people, many women didn't see it coming, it was the same for me, you're actually going to be forced to rebuild from the inside out, because you won't have any other opportunities or alternatives left, right? And I know that's going to resonate with a lot of women listening. Like, let's say you're 3 or 4 or 5 years into your business, you will have tried a lot of things. You will know by now what suits you and what doesn't. You will understand what kind of entrepreneur you are and who you aren't. And those are such valuable experiences, really. That's great, because then you can start to really strip back everything to the core and take it from there. And that's fabulous. That can be such a fantastic point to scale from there, or even, you know, just build your business or rebuild it from there. And when I say rebuild, it's very important that you know I'm not one of those people telling you you should tear down everything and burn it. I think that's terrible advice. You don't need to tear down or burn anything at all. That's not necessary. You don't need to, you know, throw everything away and just to be able to rebuild. I don't believe in that. But that's for another conversation. Now, there's just so many people out here. I hope you don't hear them in the back. And if you do, I hope you it doesn't distract you too much. Okay, so that's that. And she asked, well, am I allowed, or is it like, would you recommend for me to build my business from the inside out, right from the start? Now, let's unpack that question, because what I hear in it is insecurity. And that's clear, because if you're building, and she's building her business now, she's building a new brand, a new personal brand, you don't necessarily have the track record as an entrepreneur. Well, you might have done something else in the past, but you do not have a track record in this area. You do not, how could you? Because you haven't built it yet. So that means you're going to be insecure, you're going to have questions, you're going to, you know, need some experience. And if you don't have it, well, it's going to trigger your insecurities. And that's a phase when a lot of women jump on the strategies. It was the same for me. I started this business in 2020 with no clue about how to run an online business. And just so you know my background, I have a background in marketing. I studied international business administration and I studied marketing. And I worked in online marketing and marketing positions in the corporate world. So I know what a funnel is. I do know like marketing basics and much more than that. I know what a great campaign is. You know, it wasn't new to me, but it's a huge difference if you're running a personal brand and an online business, or if you're planning huge campaigns for an international brand who has like, you know, millions of ad spend and marketing spend. It's just worlds in between. So basically, I was a beginner. And here's the thing. This is my theory. Feel free to interact with me on this question if you have another opinion. But this is my theory. When you do not know where to start, you will be very receptive to marketing strategies suggesting that if you just plug and play with this ultimate formula, with this five-step blueprint, with this webinar funnel, with this way of creating hooks and posting them on Instagram, then you're going to be successful. Now, why? Because people who sell formulas, people who build a construct business, people who sell you, here's my method, and it's worked for me because it's made me a millionaire, and it's going to work for you too. They market in a way that attracts certain buyers. And it also, like a lot of times, it attracts uncertain buyers. And now, take the walk with me. I'm sure you know one Instagram profile that is like that. I'm sure you know somebody in the online space doing very construct-driven marketing. Like, this is the way to grow your business in 2026. If you don't implement AI into your business, you're going to die. If you don't use this ultimate hook collection, you're not going to be here by tomorrow. This is the only way to earn money in 2026. I know you know those profiles, and I know you know those products. And here's the thing. If you are a beginner, and I'm not saying a beginner in the sense of, you know, not having any self-reflection or sophistication, but if you are in the beginning of your business, you are going to be more receptive to that kind of marketing. Why? And now listen closely, because it suggests security. It suggests security. This is the way. This is the framework. Plug and play, and you're going to be happy and successful. And there's nothing wrong with that. Actually, it can be very helpful in the very beginning when you don't really know what to focus on first, what you should be doing, what the foundations are, and so on and so forth. But what's really difficult about these frameworks is that they're not really tailored to your needs. And now here's the thing. Every strategy works. Every strategy works. As long as it's your strategy. Meaning, as long as it's aligned for you. And now there seems to be a huge accident going on here. Just gonna wait until it passes. Now, what do I mean by this? And it's so important. You could be picking any strategy you want. I'm dead serious. You could be picking any strategy you want from the shelf that has worked for coach X or mentor Y or consultant Z. And you could be doing exactly the same thing what they do, and you could be generating fantastic results with that. You could also be doing that and generate no results at all. And here's the thing, both scenarios have happened to me. Now, what was the difference? The difference was alignment. And I want to give you one very clear example. In the beginning of my business, I hired a mentoring, or I booked the mentoring focusing on evergreen funnels. So basically, they said, well, all you got to do as a coach is you have to have one course, one product, and then do an evergreen funnel, meaning opening it all year around and just filling it with ads. And if you do that, you're going to build a $10 million business in 3 years or whatever, because that's what we did and it works perfectly well for us. Now, I did that and I took the basics from that course. And yes, I started running ads in 2021, which was like half a year after I founded my business. And yes, those ads worked perfectly well for me. And yes, I implemented a lot of parts of that mentoring and experimented and tried and did that and it worked. But after a while, I realized, well, I'm going in the wrong direction. I do not want to be having one huge group program with hundreds of people in it. I do not want to build a huge team. I do not want to have like 60K of ad spend every month and, you know, having to uphold like a whole machinery of you know, costs. I do not want to do that. I do not want to run the same program like again and again and again for years. It just doesn't fit my personality. And because it doesn't do that, eventually I said to myself, well, I'm just going to take some parts of that strategy, like the ad part. I really like that and a lot of other things as well. And I'm going to walk, you know, adapt, play with that. And then there have been other strategies. For example, also great example, I had one mentor telling me to run webinar funnels, and I almost had a burnout over that. And I'm not handing, you know, giving away my responsibility to other people by saying that. I'm just saying, ultimately, you are the CEO of your company. Ultimately, you are the one leading your brand, your mission, your vision. You are the leader. And also, it's you who gets to decide how you want to run it. And only because somebody who's further along the road tells you, well, you know, Nicole, Sarah, Tracy, Bettina, I don't know, those are just example names. You have to do it this way because it worked for me. It doesn't mean it has to work for you. And a lot of times it won't. So now let's switch to scenario B. What if, knowing that, you dared to trust yourself? What if you actually followed your intuition? What if you found a really wonderful person that's not only a business mentor handing you the strategies, but it's also a coach, a person who can coach you? Huge difference. A lot of times in my life, I actually wished I'd had a coach instead of a business mentor, but that's also for another podcast. So if you had a person working with you in the beginning stages of your business, guiding you, mirroring you in what you already know, encouraging you to actually build from the inside out, right from the start, why would you not do it? And I'm telling you, you're not missing out on anything by doing that. On the contrary, you're gonna save yourself so much pain, really. And when I go back and I look at the last 1.5 years, like half of 2024 and also 2025, I was using a lot of strategies that didn't fit me at all. Why did I do that? Because I wanted to change. I felt a huge urge to change in my business. I already knew that I wanted to change, but I didn't know where to begin. And so what I didn't do was looking inside of me and really stripping back everything to the core until now. Now I've done it. But I didn't do that in the beginning of 2024 because I felt like, well, clearly there has to be some strategy out there that fits me. Like, the problem is me. I should just be finding what works and plug and play, and then it's going to feel fine again. But that's a very dangerous, it's a dangerous illusion. So let's go back to what I said. Now, no, you do not need all the experience from implementing all the plug and play frameworks, blueprint strategies, funnels the online marketing space throws at you in the beginning. You do not need to do all of that in order to then rebuild based on your experiences. And if you think you need to do that, well, might it be that there is one belief in your head and it says you're only allowed to do something when you've done something else before. You're only allowed to build based on other people who are more expert, more advanced, and then self-correct. And that's a common belief. Like, no, I cannot trust myself. It doesn't feel right to trust myself because I'm not skilled enough. I'm not experienced enough. I'm not elevated enough. I'm not earning the millions and, you know, all of that. But why? Like, what if you took a chance on trusting yourself? Because after all, you are the one that's going to run your business and you want to build a business that feels like home. And that is what I want for every one of my clients. I don't want you to build something. And I've seen so many women, believe me, so many women, successful, fantastic entrepreneurs, getting so lost in their businesses, feeling trapped, losing their joy, losing their spark, like earning a lot of money, but not being fulfilled anymore. And that's because they listened to other people. It's because they did the frameworks and they plugged the strategies and they did all that. Although something, a lot of times it is like that. Although something told them, well, it's actually not quite it. It's actually not quite it. It's not really what I want to be doing. But this person is an expert. This person is further ahead. So if it works for her, well, it's going to work for me. But, you know, here's the thing. Nobody is like you. You are one in a million. You are one in a couple of billions on this planet. And there are no golden business rules. There is no, like, rule book. Like, of course there's rules. Yeah, you have to earn more than you spend, because otherwise you're not going to have profit. But duh. Yes, there are those rules of how to run a business that's profitable. But except for that, I really don't see any reason why you wouldn't bet on yourself. Like, your fucking life depended on it. And I want you to build from the inside out. I want you to dare to do that. And actually, this question that my client asked me, it really got me thinking that maybe I should be offering something for clients that are more in the beginning of their businesses. I'm actually thinking out loud now, because I want you to build from the inside out right from the beginning. So what does building from the inside out mean even? Like, it's something that a lot of people say. It's building based upon you, your strengths, your interests, your unique edge, your way of communicating, your self-expression, your way of selling. Not everybody sells in the same way. And if you do that, well, you're going to be so wealthy, so rich, so confident, so happy, so alive. Like, buckle up, really. And if you don't, you're probably going to end up in the same way that a lot of entrepreneurs, and I'm one of them, does once in a while, and that is really hitting a wall that you really didn't see coming. And I'm not saying this from a place of, you know, trying to scare you. I just want you to think about it. I really, truly want you to think about it. So my answer to anyone asking me this question would always be, if you have the opportunity, if you dare to take a bet on yourself, like your life depends on it, because it does. And if you have somebody accompanying you in that stage of your business, whether it's a brand new business or you're simply rebuilding what you've already built, then do it. No, put your blinders on. You do not need to try every strategy out there first. You need to know the fundamentals. You do need to know what you're good at, what you're offering, who your target group is. You absolutely need to know that. Yes. If you do, go ahead and build a business that feels like home. Dare to take a chance on you. And if you want my company, if you want me as a sparing partner in that, if you want me to have a look at your business, your thoughts, you know, give you sparing on that, I would love to do it. Because that's something I went through for the last 1.5 years. And I'm still in the middle of it. I'm coming out on the other side, but it's so valuable to have someone in your corner who has gone through that. And I want to see you thrive. I want to see you happy. I want to see more unique businesses out there. I want to see more people being alive in their businesses, not sitting around saying, well, I hate making content. Like, it breaks my heart when somebody says that. Why would you hate making content? I love making content. I'm doing a little evening walk with you, and I'm just talking to my phone. Why? Because it's natural to me. It's easy. This is who I am. And I just turned the back towards the river, because otherwise you would be hearing a huge boat passing. But this is me communicating with you. Why? Because I dared to build a business that feels like home to me. And in the last 1.5 years, I've really dared to throw everything out that doesn't align with that. And I hope this landed. Let me know in the comments if it did. Hit me a DM on Instagram at femalepurpose. You'll find it in the show notes. And also book a one-to-one with me if you want to, you know, brainstorm, take a look at your business, at where you stand from the lens of identity. And if you want to really strip back everything to the core of who you are, and if you want to find a setup, a way of operating that suits that's aligned with who you are, well, then I'm the one for you. So click on the link in the show notes. Let me know what landed for you, and hear you in the next one.